Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey, friend, thanks so much for being with us today on the weekday podcast. As always, our hope is that these would be encouraging and helpful, and I hope today's episode is exactly that for you. I think you'd agree that over the last few years, we've heard more and more people talk about this idea of bullying, this idea of people that are bullying other people. And sometimes we think of that when it comes to middle schoolers, or we think of that when it comes to high schoolers, or we think of that when it comes to teenagers on social media. But the truth is, bullies happen at every age and stage of life. They really do. And I was thinking about it this week, and the basic definition of a bully is this. A bully is somebody that pushes other people down in order to elevate themselves. Let me say that again. A bully is somebody that pushes other people down in order to elevate themselves. In other words, they're trying to separate themselves from everybody else. They're trying to place themselves above them. So they want to be better than you, or they want to be bigger than you, or they want to be stronger than you, or they want to be taller than you. At the root core of it, they want to be over you. And again, a lot of times we think about this when it comes to kids and the next generation, but it happens at every age and it happens in every stage. And so I just want to take a moment today and encourage you to do something that I think every single one of us can do. And it's this idea of lifting up other people, lifting up other people. In fact, all of us have a decision to make. All of us have a choice to make that we can use our power, we can use our agency to either pull people up or to push other people down. And what I want to encourage you today is you have the strength, you have the power, you have the influence that when you see bullying happening, when you see an underdog being taken advantage of, that you can use your power to come alongside them and help them. You and I can do it. Booker T. Washington once said, there are two ways to use your strength, to push people up or to pull people up. Let me say that again. There are two ways to use your strength, to push people down or by pulling people up. And the idea is you have a choice. Let me illustrate this with three attitudes we see in Scripture. Chances are you know the story of the Good Samaritan, where there's a person that's traveling and three different people encounter them that have three massively different attitudes. The first one is the person that beat him up, the person that beat him up and robbed him. The first attitude is, what is yours is mine, and I'm going to take it. What is yours is mine, and I'm going to take it. And so this person hurts them. This person robs them. This person takes from him what was not his to take, right? And so that's the first attitude. The second attitude is the Levitical priest is modeled in this, where the Levitical priest didn't want to get involved. The Levitical priest saw this person in need, that's hurt, that needs help, and just ignored it and chose not to trouble himself with it. Here's the second attitude. If the first attitude, what is yours is mine, I'm going to take it. The second attitude is, what is mine, and I'm going to keep it. I'm going to mind my own business. I'm going to protect my own interest. But there's a third attitude, and this is the Samaritan. This is the person that was least likely to be the one that the hearers of the story would have expected to be the helper. But the third person comes along, helps him out, fixes his wounds, takes him basically to the hospital, and pays. And his attitude is this: what is mine is yours, and I'm going to give it. What is mine is yours, I'm going to give it. And so I just want to encourage you today that all of us have a choice over our attitudes. All of us have a choice on how we're going to engage the world around us. There are bullies around us. There are people that are trying to put themselves over everybody else. What would happen if you and I chose today that instead of taking from others or protecting our own, that we'd have this attitude of lifting other people up that says, whatever I have is yours and I'm going to give it. You can do that. I can do that. Let's do that today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.